A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland. And this is live.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye welcoming you this Monday, February the 8th, 2021, from my home in Washington, D.C. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe reports that currently there are 34,552 cases of COVID-19 that have been recorded in the country. And at the moment, we're looking at a death rate of 1,326 deaths. And active cases that are currently active as we speak are 4,675, Gibbs.
And we know that according to the Ministry of Health, about 10 people died yesterday of COVID-19 and 65 were tested positive for COVID-19. This according to the Ministry of Health. And, you know, since last year in March, 1,326 people have died of COVID-19 and 28,551 have recovered. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 106 million people who have contracted COVID-19 and 2.3 million have actually died. And in USA, according to the same hospital, there are 27 million people who have contracted COVID-19 and 463,483 have actually died. And Zulukanda Balinjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 kuzobuya ke uku-impeachwa kukaumongameli uDonald Trump. Lokho kuthiwa ke uthwalisa icala edala le-Senate. Kuzobuya ke sizakhuluma kancane leyo ngimpumela ka-Grade 7. So ke siqalise nge-COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi kula bantu abayilitshumi 10 ababhubhe izolo bebulawa i-COVID-19. Kwathi ke abayi-65 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya nxa sikhangela futhi isijula siya phambili kususela ngombimbido ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Kulabantu 34,552 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi abayi-28,551 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. So singathi abantu asebabhubha bafika ke 1,326. Konke lokhu kwethulwa ke luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele kukhanya ngazani umkhuhlane lo mametheka kunye okwethusayo. So kulabantu 106 million asebabanjwa bele COVID-19, bese kusithi 2.3 million sebabhubha. Kwela Melika sikhuluma nge 27 million abantu asebebanjwe COVID-19, kwabhubha 463,000. So ke kunzima lapha ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kuupinda muchirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye ndiri kutetenyura ndiri kumba muWashington DC pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 muvhuro February 8, 2021. Parizvino bazi rezveutano munyika yeZimbabwe vari kutaura iwo kuti kubvira pakatanga chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 pane vanhu 34,552 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Parizvino zvakare avo vane chirwere ichi vari kutowanikwa vari kurwara. Bazi rinoti pane vanhu 4,675 vane denda iri reCOVID-19. Tozotarisawo zvakare kuti pane vanhu 1,326 vashaya kubva kudenda iri kubvira paratanga. Asi pane zvakarewo nhaurwa dzinofadzawo kuti pane vamwe vakarwara nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vanosvika ivo 28,551 vakawanikwa ivo vachiri kunda. Asi vana chiremba vari kuiramba vachiti ivo vanhu vasakanganwe kupfeka mamaski uyezve kuita social distancing nekugeza maoko. Tichitarisawo imomuno muAmerica tinoona kuti denda iri riri kururawo zvakare. Pane vanhu vanodaudzira 400,000 zvichitokwira vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Totarisa zvakare kuti mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden vanozivisa ivo kuti mazuva avo ekutanga basa 100 days vachibva kutanga basa vachawanikwa ivo vachiita kuti pave nevanhu vanobayiwa nhomba vanosvika ivo 100 million vemuno muAmerica. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kutarisirwa vemuno muAmerica. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvichange zviri kuitika kuSenate pamusoro penhaurwa iri kutaurwa iyo yevaive mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump, avo vari kutarisirwa ivo kuti nyaya yavo ikwidzwe kumatare mangwana kudare reSenate. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nezvazvo tisingakanganwe nyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19, Gibbs.
Yes, Mavelas, there was a discussion that I had with Professor Sora Ngwenya, who is the acting chief executive officer of Mpilo Hospital, about what is going on countrywide in terms of COVID-19. Let's hear what he said about, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Isn't it like a pandemic? Napele kangela kunuta bantu baminjani ngegcikwane le-COVID leli. Lakobulawa khonapho njengoba amanzi engani kawatholakali. Pho abantu bawunqabela njani umkhuhlane lo? Nakho umbuzo khonapho.
Hayi, njengoba vele eZimbabwe akula district engela health center, akula province engela sibhedlela. Kulabanye bethu khona ngale abakhangeleyo abangamehlo bakahulumende. Bayathumela ama-reports khona le ukuthi kumi njani. Yikho hayi iZimbabwe yonke ngesi sikhathi sonke kuyabe kuyazakala ukuthi emakhaya kunje, emadolobheni kunje. Indaba yamanzi le izahlupha ngoba i-coronavirus yabe ifuna sigeze izandla kakhulu. Ngilethemba ukuthi abakakhansili balalele basizwa labo bazayilungisa indaba le yamanzi le. Ngoba iqakathekile ukuthi sivikele i-coronavirus. Njalo i-coronavirus le ukhanya kayihambi lokhu ikhona la next year siyabe lokhu esikhuluma ngayo.
Ye, kuzobuya-ke uSamson Mkhunu uyabuza sibili ukuthi kuzahlatshwa abantu abanjani nxa sikhangela sibili. Lapho kudojwa nje kuhlatshwa abantu kumbe kuyahlelwa ngemfanelo ngohulumende. So uyabuza khonapho lokuthi ijekiseni le vele yimalini ukuthi umuntu ayihlabe.
Hayi, okwakathesi uhulumende vele sehlela khonalokhu ukuthi kuzaqala ngabodokotela labomongikazi labanye abasebenza ezibhedlela. Kuzobuya abesibili uzahlaba abantu abakhanya bengogogo labokhulu. Kuzobuya abantu abagulayo abalama-hypertension ama-diabetes kusehla kunjalo kunjalo. Ijekiseni leyo uhulumende kakacaci ukuthi izabe ngiyamahara yini ngoba izabe ibhadaliswa.
Aha, so omunye njalo uyakhuluma lapho sikhumbuza umoyo uthi asihlabeni bantu kwenze ukuthi siphephe kumkhuhlane lo. So abantu kumele batshelwe ukuthi behlabe kumbe umuntu kumele azikhetheli. Dokotela,
hayi, uhulumende nxa esekhipha uhlelo lwakhona uzakhuluma ukuthi hayi ngelingaka kuhlatshwa endaweni ezinje, hambani nobani behlaba. Njengoba wona la abantu esengikhulumile yabo kufakwa ukuthi ungumongikazi kumbe uyini uzakhuluma uhulumende ukuthi hambani kathi silehlaba.
Yeah, marvelous. There is Professor Solo Ngwenya at Mpilo Hospital. So what he's talking about here is, you know, mortalities of inoculating people in Zimbabwe. So he's saying that according to what he's getting from the government is yet to come out with a strategy of, actually injecting people with the vaccines and all those kind of things. So he says, but indications are that those people with pre-existing conditions, maybe the first ones on the line, or maybe health workers. So he says, you know, at the end of the day, it is necessary for people to go for such a kind of, you know, a program. So, and someone asked about the cost of the vaccines. And he was saying, you know, since the government is in charge, it's going to determine that, but we know that President Emmerson Mnangagwa has already said that, you know, it's going to be free because this is a government provision. You know, it's like the government is providing a service to people, you know. Yes, go ahead.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe chiremba vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penhomba iri kutarisirwa kuuya, nhomba yeCOVID-19, vachitaura ivo kuti semaonero avo vari kuona kunge vanhu vachatanga kupiwa nhomba iyi vanhu vane zvimwe zvirwere. Asi vakafunzwa zvakare kuti kopanyaya yemari yekuti nhomba idzi dzichabhadhariswa here kana kuti kwete, vati ivo izvi zvinenge zvichibva kuhurumende. Asi takaona mutungamiri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa iro svondo rapera vachiuya panhepfenyuro vachitaura ivo kuti nhomba idzi dzinenge dziri dzemahara padzinouya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvanga zviri kutaurwa apa, uyezve tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichikupakurirai zviri kuitika iko kuno kuAmerica panyaya yekumiswa pamberi pedare kweavo vaimbova mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump pamberi peSenate vachipomerwa ivo mhosva yekuti vakawanika vachipeshedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vaende kunoita mhirizhonga kuUS Capitol vachiramba ivo kuti vakange vasina kukundwa musarudzo navaJoe Biden. Uyezve vachida kuti nyaya yekuti nyaya yemacollege vote ienderere mberi vachida kuti izvi zvimiswe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pazvo tichiona kuti zvinorevei panyaya yeutongi hwejeshetire takanyanyotarisa kunyika dzemuAfrica uyezve kunyika yakadai seZimbabwe. takaona zvakare vaJoe Biden vachibuda ivo vachitaurawo pavhidhiyo nekumeeting kana kuti kugungano reAfrican Union Summit vachitaura ivo kuti nyika yeAmerica iri kuda kudyidzana neAfrica. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatinenge tiri kukurukura zvakare.
Yes, we went ahead with the discussion with Solo Ngwenya, and there were some people who were posing questions on our show Zimbabwe Today as Tokweni. So let's listen to what this lady was posing here. You know, it's a very critical question.
Sego enkuluman Mrs. Ndlovu. Umkhuhlane lwe COVID-19 ungawugula usile uye hlangana futhi lomunye onxenye ngemva kwezinyanga kumbe ngemva kwamaviki olawo uyaqalisa futhi ugule yini kumbe unjengendingindi egulwa kanye indingindi phela ungaze uyigule usuhlangana lomunye olayo ilokhuzeni indingindi awusayithathi wona uyabuloku uqhubeka yini uthatha ngithi ngibuze khonapho dokotela ngiyabonga.
Umama uthi-ke umkhuhlane lowo unjengendingindi yini ukuthi ungavele ugule uhlatshwe kawuphinde ukubambe futhi ukuthi vele sungaziphilela nje, yumbuzo kamama la.
Hhayi, awunjalo. Umkhuhlane lo mutsha asiwazi lathi sinjodokotela into esihlaselayo, kodwa nxa kukhangelwa kukhanya ulokhu uhamba utshintsha utshintsha, asiwazi ukuthi kumnyaka ozawo uzaba unjani. Okwakade sithi hlaba ijekiseni njalo ungaze uhlala ijekiseni, sizabe sithi gqoka leyo maski size sibe kwazi sibili ukuthi lo mkhuhlane unjani.
Ye, singathi-ke nxa sikhangela-ke abanye abantu bathi-ke abantu abahlatshwayo bayaba lokunye okuthiwa yi-reaction xa umuntu engahlatshwa. Akuchasisele abantu ukuthi umuntu ugula kanganani ngavele ihlatshwa ijekiseni leyo. Lo mbuzo uvela kimi la, umbonele abanye abantu beyophosela khona mpha kubani.
Hayi, umuntu vele ungaze umhlaba amanzi umuntu iJackson uyareact umzimba wakhe ngoba into oyihlabayo le kayihambelani lo mzimba wakhe. Yikho kuya ngokuthi abantu bachiyene, abanye bayareact abanye kabareact. Yikho-ke singaze sayesaba ukuthi iJackson le izakwenza ukuthi nxa isibuyile yakhangelwa yahlolwa ukuthi hayi ipasile eGeneva, iJackson kayihlatshwe. Hayi, lawo kumele uvume ngoba iyabe ikupha umzimba wakho ukuthi uqine. Kwenza ukuthi next time ngoba igciwane leli lizabuya kuphela ngoba uyafuna ngoba awufuni ngoba uvaccinatiwe ngoba uvaccinatiwa liyabuya kuwe. Yikho uJackson izakwenza ukuthi umzimba wakho uqine ulwe kuhle laleli gciwane.
Ye, singathi-ke nxa kuyukuthi usuhlatshiwe khonapho dokotela ube sugula kuyalungiseka yini nxa ungagula okwedlulisa ukuthi ukwelaphe wena ugcine ugula?
Hayi, nxa ufika uhlatshwa ijekiseni umzimba wakho ukuthi uyareacta khonapho, odokotela nxa beseduze bayakuhlaba amanye amajekiseni ukuthi bakutreate ureveseke uyelapheke. Yikho abantu bengazi bayesaba ukuthi ijekiseni ungayihlatshwa uzafa khonapho.
So that is the Dr. Solo Ngwenya again. So he's talking about several issues here. One of the issues that was asked by the lady from Kulumane is this disease like measles? And the doctor said, we don't know. So at the end of the day, this disease is still, you know, changing its complexion as time goes on. So according to the doctor, they are not yet sure of what is going to happen, but you must take the vaccine according to him. So he went further to say, you know, when you look at the issues like, you know, vaccinating people, people react even if you inject a person with water, you know, that body is not part of that kind of system. So if you inject something in somebody's system, you will react. But he says, when somebody reacts very violently or in a bad way, it does have a way of containing it. So you are saying, okay, you're not going to be vaccinated and then you die right there, you know?
Yes, I mean, all those are valid, you know, like concerns coming from the lady that spoke right there. And also we saw that in South Africa, they've actually had to pull the AstraZeneca, vaccination that they had there. And they are no longer going to continue with it because of some of these strains that the doctor was talking about. So it would be interesting to just watch and see what happens in the situation of South Africa. Saka, I want to call out it in a miyarikani wedu. Wekutanga mkoma David Siyampondo. Tinoku chingamiza inemfaro.
Tinotenda tete mavela sinyauye. Thank you very much again, Gibbs.
Mimi tokukandai kupolitics uko tichitanga nekuti tinoona kuti imomuno muAmerica tiri kuona kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika ino yeAmerica vaDonald Trump vari kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi peSenate mangwana. Kunyangwe hazvo tiri kunzwa kunhau dzemuno kuti kuchange kuine magweta avo chete pavachaenda kudare irori reSenate. Munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Changa chiri chinhu chakanaka uye changa chapa mucherechedzo wakanaka kuti vaTrump vawanikwe vachimiswa pamberi pedare kuti vapindure mhaka dzavo dzavari kupomerwa kuti vakaita. So magweta avo ichokwadi sekutaurwa kwamaita ndo achange ari pamberi pedare reSenate mangwana vachidaira mhosva dziri kuiswa pamberi pavaTrump. So zvinoratidza kuti kune dzimwe nyika especially muno muAmerica democracy ichiri kushanda and hazvinei nekuti ndivani kana uine zvauri kupomerwa unomiswa pamberi pedare and wopiwawo mukana wokuzvipindurirawo nekuti mukaona maallegations kana kuti mhosva dzavari kupiwa vamwe vari kuti zveshuwa pane mhaka yakaparwa and ivo vaTrump vari kuti aiwa ininiwo ndaicherechedza kodzero dzangu dzekukwanisa kuzvitaurira kana iye atinoti freedom of speech ndo nyaya yacho inenge iripo asi zvazvinongotitaridza chete ndezvokuti mutemo uchiri kuteedzerwa and mainstitutions of power achiri kushanda munyika yeAmerica.
Maybe if you can give us that in English, what's your take on what we are likely to see happen tomorrow when the former president of the U.S., Mr. Donald Trump, will actually, his case will be put before the Senate, although we understand that he might not be there, he will just have his lawyers there. But what's the impact, especially worldwide in Africa and specifically in Zimbabwe, from what we are seeing happening here?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. It's just an observation of the strength of institutional powers within the United States of America, and also the fact that if someone is put before, he must be accorded the opportunity or the chance to defend himself. So what we are going to see tomorrow is the president of the United States, the former president, rather, of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, he will be before the court, before the Senate, to stand his second impeachment trial. But basically what we are going to say, from the analysis that we have made is, there's going to be accusations and counter-accusations. Mr. Trump is going to defend himself, especially citing his freedom of speech. He will point that he didn't say anything inflammatory, and also that he was genuinely hurt by the stealing that he purports or that he alleges happened during the election that the United States of America just finished. And also we are seeing the Democrats also their intent in making sure that he's brought down and an example is given to everyone that no matter your position, no matter your standing within the society, there are some limits that you are not supposed to go through. There is a line that is drawn there which you must not skip, especially that line of insurrecting against the government.
So a lot of people following this event there where you are, if you can just tell us where exactly you are here in the United States.
I am in Minnesota, and I will be following the event on television.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line there. So let's take another caller, and that is our second guest, and that is Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Mr. Mlalazi is a Trump supporter, and he doesn't, flinch about it. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Vabadube ngingele nota dwethu lapho uMarvelous nabantu bakithi nje eZimbabwe ikakhulu yokulila imalamba makhona.
Yes, sicela usendele ifoni yakho. So the first question is, we see that Mr. Trump will be impeached. These impeachment proceedings starting tomorrow. What's your take on that?
It's a process. It's a process which is normal in a country, in a democratic country like America. To me, I think it's important. The 2020 election was a disputed election, which does not differ to what we see in Africa. So, and it was not the first time to witness something like that happening in America. So my take on this one is to say I don't see them doing anything to Trump. Trump is a people's person. He changed the way elections are done in America, and we sent a clear message to say you don't have to be just loyalists and just followers, blind followers. You need to have something that is tangible, something love about the people. I think people that voted for Trump are his people. So those people, they'll still be behind him tomorrow. They will still support him. And this thing's not going to be successful. They tried it first time. This is the second time. It's not the first time now. They tried to impeach President Trump. They failed. I still believe they're still going to fail even tomorrow.
Why are you saying that? Why do you think they're going to fail?
Because if you see, his opponents are divided. Trump, you look at the people that voted for Trump, it's on record that it's going to be the first time for a person who's not a politician who came for the first time and it defeated the politicians. That's why, at the end of the day, someone like me, I understand him. That man is a businessman. And he was trying to change the way the world is operating. And look at the politicians around the world, what they are doing. They are just doing everything for their own interests. They are not doing anything for the people. And even the new administration coming in America, there's nothing going to change. And Africa is not going to benefit anything out of this. So I still believe the message that Trump left will remain forever.
Yes, we've got people with different views. I think you can hear Uti Lapage Mavela. So he's very adamant in saying, you know what, Trump is being persecuted, you know. Let's hear from Busani Busontini, who lives in USA. Let's get his opinion as well. Here he is.
Lawyers representing Trump, as they present their evidence and challenging the impeachment, they will try to run away from discussing the activities of January 6, 2021. They will try to concentrate on the constitutionality of actually impeaching or convicting a non-sitting president. They are making the argument that since Donald Trump is no longer in the office, it is unconstitutional to try him. But many legal minds differ in that opinion, as they claim there is a precedence from the past where someone has been impeached even after they left office. On the Democrat side, they'll really push to relive the day of the insurrection. They'll try to remind the senators of what actually took place. They'll show evidence, they'll show videos of the day so that they can remind people and have people actually relive the moment. That's my opinion. I don't think that it would be to the best interest for Trump's team for that evidence to play out during the trial. We do realize that so far the 10 members of the House that voted to impeach Trump from the Republican side, they faced some serious retaliation from their constituencies. So most Republicans, I think they fear, voting to convict Trump could spell troubles for them come mid-term elections in 2 years.
So according to Ntini, there is some kind of fear, among Trump supporters and senators as well, to actually ruffle his feathers. They're saying these elections are coming and people must be careful, because many things can happen. So at the end of the day, I think there's that element of fear
that may be gripping some senators. So maybe let's go ahead with you, Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamwe nyanzvi yedu vantini vari ku New York vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pechitange zviri kuitika kudare resenate mangwana apo vatingati vaye magweta ava Donald Trump vaimbovaivo mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vachange vari kutaurawo nyaya yavo pamberi pesenate ipapo asi tinoona kuti vazhinji imomo vanowanikwa ivo vachitsigira maRepublican vamwe vari kunzi pari zvino vari kutya kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitaura zvisina kunge zviri nerutsigiro kuna vaDonald Trump. Saka ndozvimwe zvatinenge takatarisa kuti zvichafamba sei mangwana musenate imomo, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke we have got a lady and that is Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, who is based in Washington State. Let's hear what she's saying about the Trump impeachment.
Republicans abamdefendayo kathesa abahle bemlwele impeachment ngakaqali. Kabasose bavotele vote ndawonye lama-Democrats ukuthi ayimpeachwe. Loba nje kuyinto enhle enika abantu abasezikhundleni ukuthi kabakho ngaphezu komthetho. Lapha ikhanya ngani ngaphandle kube lenye impumela umbe ukutshintsha okumangalisayo. Kuzasala nje u-former President Trump, elo former President Trump. Mbona ngathi futhi impeachment liyana ingedlula, ama-Republicans bavotele ukuthi angayimpeachwa. Uzakwenza umsindo omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi vele bekungamanga, vele ukuthi bayanzonda. Kodwa okuzasala phezu kwebizo lakhe ukuthi uzaba nguye yedwa elizweni lase-America ukuba ngupresidenti oyimpeachwa kabili. Kuzasala kusebizweni lakhe. Eyinye indaba bebefuna ukuyinquma yokuthi nxa impeachment liyana baza impeach ukuthi angaphindi futhi ukuthi abe lesikhundla kupolitics esile esimnika ukuthi angaba ngupresidenti kumbe esinye simnika amandla angaphezulu. Lokho futhi kangibona ukuthi kuzaphumelela njengomuntu ofunayo ukuthi arane futhi ngo-2024. Lokuthi ama-Republicans nxabele ube mesaba, bemqhuqa, uzaphuma nje kungelalutho, kungelampumela. Lokuthi umuntu okhangelela ukuthi uyayimpeachwa ngulwana umuntu vele ozibone ngaphezu komthetho, ongona ilutho, engona uzondiwe kumbe ofuna nje ukuthi axabanise abantu. Khona abantu bangasusi bayikhangela indaba yakhe impeachment ngendlela emele ikhangele ngayo. Yena uzamele ukuthi ayifake njengendlela leyani ukuthi abantu bayamzonda. Angazi ukuthi impumelelo yangkhona izaba njani, njengoba nje kukhanya ukuthi ama-Democrats lama-Republicans ngabantu labana abale ngqondo ezichiyeneyo. Ama-Republicans bathi bona kaba kubona ukuthi uTrump uphambanise ngani. Enje kusho ukuthi vele bona mhlobo wenhlanganiso yabo. Umuntu ophambanisileyo kibo kaphambanisanga, bayavikelana. Njengoba nje sibona befikele omunye ngale uGreen kuCongress. So asikhangelelanga lutho. Loba nje uTrump eza kuba nguye yedwa upresident welizwe le-America wake wayimpeachwa kabili.
So there you are, you know, Mrs. Love is saying that even if anything is done, you know, the issue here is that Trump will remain Trump and nothing is going to happen to him. And she says most of the senators are really scared of him, especially those in the Republican side. So he says, she says there are some who actually voted for his impeachment in the House of Representatives. We are now facing a lot of backlash, you know, from their constituencies. Mm-hmm. So she's saying there could be that element of fear as well among senators, and this could impact this impeachment.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai Ndlovu vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo vachitaura ivo kuti semaonero avo vaTrump havasi kuzowanikwa ivo vachibatwa nemhosva kudare resenate, sezvo kuine vamwe vakavavhotera kudare repasi reCongress vachiti ivo vaitwe impeached, sezvo kare kechipiri vachiitwa iyo impeachment. Asi pari zvino vanenge vaakutsenga mukanwa, sezvo kunzvimbo kwavanogara vatsigiri vavo vari kuwanikwa ivo vasiri kufara nezvakaitika izvi. Saka vachinji tinenge vari kutaura ivo amaindovu kuti pachange kuseku.
It was also cut off, so we are going to wait for her. Maybe she will come back. So we are seeing a bit of a challenge here, but she's coming back shortly. So we are also waiting for David. Siyampondo is back now. So, Mr. Siyampondo, looking at what is going on, you know, so what's going to happen to this case?
I might have missed a lot of details when I dropped out, so I'm not quite sure if you can refresh me there.
Now, the issue here is that some people are saying there's an element of fear among, you know, Republicans in trying to impeach, in impeaching Trump, actually. So they are saying that's the reason why he's going to be acquitted.
Oh, yeah, that's true in a way, because if you look at most Republicans, they are facing this challenge of fear mainly. If you look at Senator Lindsey Graham, he has been vacillating with between his statements. If you look at his statement as soon after the Capitol invasion, he was really upbeat. He was furious. He had he clearly had in his mind that what Trump had done was very wrong, and it was something which was impeachable. And if it was, if the impeachment was supposed to be done, like the following morning, definitely I will tell you that Lindsey Graham was going to be part of those who are going to impeach the president. But right now, you see that he has taken a new shift altogether. He is encouraging his fellow Republicans, or even reaching out to other Democrats across the aisle, saying, let's put this behind us. Let's see if we can move forward. Let's forget about whatever had happened. So this is an amount of fear that we can see, which is existing among some of our Republicans. If you look also, though, we have other Republicans who are quite sure that they need to stand on principles. They need to be guided by values. And as Republicans, they have got an ethos that they adhere to. So if you look at high-ranking officials like Liz Cheney, she's very, very clear that the president did wrong. The president committed an impeachable offense, and he must go. But all the same, we are going to this issue is going to lie more in the persuasive nature, and also the side of Mitch McConnell, where he is belonging and what is it that he's thinking right now. So he haven't made it quite clear in a very substantive manner in terms of what he thinks must be done, or in terms of encouraging fellow Republicans to impeach.
Yes, let's turn to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalas. Mr. Mlalas, so looking at how things are happening, you know, is there any fear, you know, among Trump supporters that is a man who can give you a lot of kicks if ever you rub him the wrong way?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, Mr. Dube. I don't believe Trump is a violent person. He's not a backstabber. He's just a straightforward man. And, you know, with a human, this social animal called a human being, once you start to tell him or to identify their weaknesses, that's where they see an enemy in you. If you look at America, it's been under Trump for 4 years. Americans have never engaged in any war. But look, for instance, the last few presidents that we had, for instance, our own Obama, he went to Libya, he went to the where that Bin Laden was hiding, all those things. The American troops, they were everywhere, killing people everywhere. But now they are back home because of Trump. So I still believe that there's nothing that's going to happen tomorrow with Trump. And once they are defeated in the court of law, they will say people are scared of Trump. How can you be scared of someone who just uses his mouth and is not attacking anyone? So to me, as an African, I think I want to see the new administration, because Trump was saying all the armed troops, American armed troops everywhere in the world, they should come back home and concentrate in America. In that way, we are going to have Zimbabwe as a country removed from the sanctions which are, you know, ravaging our country. I still believe that with this new administration coming, they must come back to their senses and think that what they are doing to other weaker nations is not proper. They should then leave Trump alone and let Trump go ahead preaching to say, black people, you are better on your own and we are going to be better without them.
Mm-hmm. Kufanele ngisindebele khona lokho baba Mlalazi.
Yeah, ngifisa ukuthi ngabe ngiyakufana ngesikana but ntozami
sindebele. Ngiyakwazi. Zama selwa, zama.
Yeah. Yeah. So ukuthi njengabantwana beZimbabwe thina esifunda eMelika kusasa nje babethi bazo impintsha angazi ukuthi impintsha isindebele ukukhulunywa kuthiwani. Bagijimisa umuntu ovele sehambile. Kusaza khona ukuthi indoda ivele ibe induku obala ibingafihli induku zayo emqubeni. Yikho ngananzela babadube ulaka olubekhona eMelika kungaso ulaka lwabantu abathi bona balwela ukuthi uTrump udliwe noma uRojo noma uThembe zama ukutsho khona ukuthi iAmerika funeka sibe ne-identity. Nami ngitshonjalo ngithi abantu bamnyama i-message asibambenile yamessage laba kuTrump ukuthi you need to use your own people ukuthi ube ne-identity. Yabona njengamaZimbabwe njengabantu bamnyama ama-Africans, our identity was taken away the moment our country called Africa is divided in that way. So ama-Americans, Trump befuna ama-Americans abe united as Americans. Then you will now remember njengoba wena baba Dube unjalo then think ukuthi thina ngesikala ngasithi sibuze lakho kumbula kanye nefuno. Ubesicabanga khona ukuthi i-pressure mayikhona ebantwini bakhithe in the country ukuthi let's go and concentrate in our own countries. And stop thinking with America, the mighty country. America is in a loopholes. The democracy I was born has been tested. As good as any state in Africa and any state in the world. So, minambona nganipa with Trump was the right person to lead America ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, Marvelous.
I was going to say, tiri kunzwa vazhinji vari kutaura nyaya yekutya chii chaizvo chiri kumbotya nyanya maRepublicans vachange vachizokumbirwa kuti vape humbowo kana zvimwe zvakadaro chii chiri kunyanyotyisa pane vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump.
Right, chiri kunyanyotyisa pakupikisa kana kuti pakuda kuroverera vaDonald Trump inyaya yekuti vachine rutsigiro rwakawanda. Kunyanya kuma supporters kana vatsigiri vemaRepublicans. And ukabuda pachena iwewe kuti uri kunonoroverera vaTrump pamberi pedare zvinoreva kuti iwe watozviyanika kunzeuko kuma supporters avo ekuti unogona kukuvadzwa kana kuti pasarudzo dzinotevera kana wanga uchine tarisiro yekuda kudzoka kuSenate kana kuti kuHouse mukana wako unenge wamushoma nekuti vaTrump nesimba ravo ravachinaro ravari kucontrola the Republican Party muchaona kuti vanokwanisa kukuita D campaign unobva watodyiwa kwavanoti kumaprimary square ndo nhau iripo iri kunyanyotyisa iyoyo nekuti izvezvi bato remaRepublicans rakatosungwa mbira dzakondo navaTrump vari kutaura vazhinji mukavatarisa ndevaya vaya vanenge vasinei nezvakanyanya stereki nekuda kudzokera kumusenate kana kuti vanenge vava kutoritaya vava kutobuda zvavo munhengeri musenate so ivavo ndo vane simba rekutaura pari zvino asi vamwe vese avavo vari kutya then chada kuti nditidzokere zvishoma kune zvataurwa navamulalazi kunge nekuti vaTrump ndo yanga iri nyanzvi vanga vari shasha stereki ndizvozvo vane zvavakakwanisa asi vanewo zvavakatadza tikada kutarisa panhau dzavo pamitemo yavo ine chekuita neimmigration kana kuti kushanyirwa kushanyirwa kwenyika yeUnited States of America muchaona kuti vane mamwe manhenge vane imwe mitemo yavanga vaisa yanga isina kunaka yaiparadzanisa dzimhuri and iyoyo handifunge kuti kune munhu ungafara kuti iye aparadzaniswa nemhuri yake vana varunonogara munhengeri mune rimwewo jeri kusiriko kuna wabereki vavo. Then mukatarisawo zvekare kune mamwe mareports anobuda arikubuda I think daindanga ndaikwanisa kunyatso kuzvitaura daindanga ndaisa like the quotation yacho ye research yakaitwa in one of these mamanengrema holding camps. Kune zvimwe zvaiitwa zvokuti madzimai vaibviswa chatingati like zvibereko vasingazivi. This is a report, it's not conspiracy, it's there. Ndikawana munengere mukana, I will post it. So ikoko ndoku tinga dzimwe dzenguva vaTrump vanga vasingazvizivi, but tiri kuti system yaishanda munengere mumu mukuparadzanisa dzimhuridzo dzidzi yaizopedzira yakutiburitsira zvinhu zvisina kunaka paground. Then vaenderera mberi ivo vachiti mauto eUnited States akabviswa kwavanenge vari ikokoko zvizhinji zvichachinja munyika. Then vakataurawo zvekare kuti nyika yakaita seZimbabwe inogona kuzobvisirwa atingati aya masanctions. Handizivi kuti kunzwisisa kwavo nemasanctions kwakamira sei, asi zvinhu zviri pachena kuti pakaiswa masanctions iwayo kana kuti tingati ma-targeted restrictions, pane zvanga zvaitika kumashure uko. And izvozvozvo ndo zviri kunzi neutungamiri hweAmerica nedzimwonyi, haizi America chete asi mukatarisa dzimwe nyika dziri muEurope dzinotiwo gadzirisai apa neapa neapa. Hongu vamulalazwa nekuvavo kufunga, but tikada kuzvitarisa kuti mashoko ava vari kutaura nezvinhu zviri kuitika paground izvezvi, muchaona kuti hapana chati chachinja. If anything, zvinhu zvakatowedzera. And tikatarisa izvozvo zvikupondwa kwaiitwa vanhu, kusungwa kwaiitwa vanhu, ndikoko kuchiri kuitwa nanhasi. Mucharangarira kuti sebato reMDC takashayikirwa nevatsigiri vedu kubudikidza neumhondi hwaiitwa nemusangano weZANU-PF. Tine munhu tine vatsigiri vakaita sana Trimomits, tina ana Beta Chokururama, ana Patrick Navanyana, ana Kauzani, vakawandisa kuti tivadomina mazita vanhu ivavo vese. Saka izvozvo ndo zvakazoita kuti paiswe zvirango izvozvo kuti aiwazvo kuponda kwamuri kuita vanhu ka hakusisiriko. Saka zviri kuhurumende izvezvi kuti ichitaridza iyo kuti aiwazvo apa patakamira vaiponda sekutaura kwavaita kuti this is a new dispensation. Vaiponda vakaenda vaisunga vanhu zviri kunze kwemutemo vakaenda, then zvinhu zvinooneka izvozvo. Asi izvozvo kana kutaura kwatiri kutaura kunoku vana Johana vari mutrongo, vana Chingono vakamirira kudzokera futi kuenda kumatare. And mukatarisa mhosva dzacho hauna kana hadzibatiki, hadzina nemusoro wese. Saka kana zvinhu zvidaro zvichiripo zvichatinetsa kuti masanctions iwayo abve. Chingatoitwa naplus kukurudzira hurumende yavo kuti inge ichicherechedza kodzero dzavanhu.
Maybe if I may just chime in there and just ask you in English that, but what mode of communication will Mr. Trump use? This fear, where are people getting it from? He's off social media. He doesn't have his Twitter account anymore. He's not on any of the platforms anymore. Why? Where are people getting all this fear from? How does he communicate to the people that support him?
Mr. Trump communicated way back. And that communication still stands. And because he have never directly or indirectly stated otherwise from his previous standing that he is against or he does not concede to defeat, and he believes that the vote has been stolen. And whosoever sides with the current administration, that particular person is not a patriot, that particular person is a traitor. And come the primary elections of the Republicans, that person should be beaten flat. So this is where the fear of most Republicans is emanating from. So, and in terms of him being off all social media platforms, that is not much of a concern, especially in terms of getting the information out there. We know there are Trump loyalists who are still there. There are some other people who are still believing and circulating his messages. If you see most of the the Facebook or even some other social platforms, they are those hardline Trump hardliners who still threaten these Republican senators and against the thought of even convicting or going to testify against Trump. But
just summarize your last word on that.
Yeah, so we can see though that even though there are some frightening messages which has been thrown there, we still have other people who are quite sure that impeachment is the way to go. People like Liz Cheney, they are so quite vocal in terms of everything. So the Wyoming representative is quite clear and sure that Mr. Trump is supposed to be convicted so that he does not hold any federal opposition.
Mr. Mlalas, I think you're hearing him. You're hearing what Mr. Siapondo is saying. So now, as a Trump supporter, do you fear anything? Do you fear saying anything about Trump?
No. Trump, there's nothing that's going to happen to Trump tomorrow, about to be clear. People are just confused, really, because if you look at it, from the way it go, when Trump started to do these things, Trump wanted America, which is people have to live in America knowing who they are. And now, I still believe that what Trump says using his mouth cannot then be taken as if it was a war or a violent thing. If someone, if say, for instance, a leader, because he went on, he spoke about what's happening in our country. If any leader, maybe MDC leaders, speaks from America and say people in Zimbabwe, you have to attack people, and people started killing people in Zimbabwe. You know, that is called blind supporting. You don't need blind supporters. Again, man, Kuruma is into Sagiti Baba Dube. Sounds like a very intelligent person, but Usuga Kepes, who am I sitting in Abandu, who is MDC, by a watch, or government Babula in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, they have an internal genocide. I don't know whether he's aware of that, but it's a discussion for another day. I zang America is concerned. I zang America fucking Zimbabwe must sanction. Why? And our sanctions are now, are they affecting our business? I don't think it is from the people that he's talking about, with the targeted restrictions. They are not even affecting those people. They are affecting me and our way or poor our own street. So those sanctions, they're not just justified, they're illegal. They must go. MDC must come with a new strategy. They must come with a new strategy. Like today, you want to see their leader talking to people who have the same zero ways about gather people to say you need to stay home, you need to wear masks. The same message from the leader. That's what you want. Not talking about the amount of about jail and stuff like that. We had people about the jail, look at what they died in prison. Nobody was concerned about that because it was not affecting. What now everybody's being affected is now an issue. So all you want people who have discussions which are frank and honest. Then we know that Zimbabwe tomorrow is going to have a united Zimbabwe. If people are going to be biased and look at things in one, with one eye or in the lenses of other tribes, which is not right. So I'm saying, Obama Trump was a leader that was showing the world, was showing Zimbabwe that we are better off on our own, united, and not supporting our sanctions, which are coming from America. America is not the role model of anyone in the country of Zimbabwe. So we're not, we are going to be in relationship with America, it has to be equal. If America, they are killing each other, we need to send the voice to them to say, it's not okay to kill people in America. They should be sending the same voice to say it's not okay to, for people to be killed in Zimbabwe, but not to be the policemen of the world. That is not right. It's wrong because also what they are doing, their elections are stolen, they are disputed, they are going to argue in courts, and the same thing they don't allow the people to do to go through such processes, which is not fair.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Mlalas. So let me go to Mr. Siapondo. So looking at what is going to happen to Mr. Trump, likely going to happen. So if he's not convicted by the Senate, what does it say about democracy in the USA?
Thank you very much. Basically, what it says is democracy would have tried to have given people a chance to act. But however, as we have said and indicated, as it is showing right now, that fear and intransigence would have taken over. So it's not a matter of Trump being not being convicted on the ground of lack of evidence or anything. There is sufficient evidence to pin Trump down. You can see from the videos, the footage, the address that he gave to that marauding crowd, and also some of his supporters also who are attending trial right now. They are pointing to the fact that they were obeying the commands of Donald Trump. So that one is very, very clear for everyone for any respectable institution rather to make a conviction. But because this is a political process, then political decisions and political minds will have to apply themselves to that. So I would want to agree with him that nothing is going to happen to Trump, but not because there isn't enough evidence to pin Mr. Trump down, but because there is fear among the Republicans who are supposed to step up and make sure that they correct this, that no other president, no other leader should come up front and do what former President Trump had said. And also just to go a little bit to make a clarification and also to respond to what Mr. Mlalazi had said. So respectively, I would want to disagree with the way that he view things, with the way that he thinks things are going, the way things are going home is okay. So if you look, he mentioned issues to do with the Bukra wound. That was despicable. I think the MDC and the other civil societies, they are at the forefront of condemning what happened. The fact that the USA and other nations did nothing does not make it right for them to keep quiet right now when something is happening. The fact that Lookout Masuku was illegally imprisoned and he died in prison, it's not a reason enough to ensure to allow the same act to be perpetrated right now. If there is no any reason that is sufficient to make an arrest, then that arrest is not supposed to be done. Whatever, regardless of the fact that the same arrest did happen last week. No, I think it's rather unfortunate if I'm being harsh on him that is taking a tribal stand whereby he's saying we are talking so much because it's another tribe against the other tribe. No, it's about Zimbabweans. We have risen above tribalism. If it was done to people of Matabeleland and Midlands, by the way, I come from Midlands as well. So Gukura wound in a way affected me as it affected the rest of Zimbabwe. So Gukura wound should be resolved. The issue of Gukura wound should be put to rest and
compensations some other day, right? So now, if we have to conclude here, you know, Mr. Mlalazi, concerning the impeachment. So at the end of the day, if Mr. Trump is not convicted by Senate, democracy is on the line here. Do you agree with me, Mr. Mlalazi?
No. Democracy is not on threat in any case, Trump threatened the democracy and the systems of America, and he made the politics of America to be very much interesting. So I just want to say one thing to my brother, to say, you know, I know as human beings, anywhere in the world, if you look at people, like if you go to Syria today or Iraq or Egypt or everywhere, you'll see that there's a hand of America there. But Trump was trying to say, guys, we need to stop those things and stop interfering with other nations. They need to stop interfering with Zimbabwe. Americans, they don't have the right to condemn anything that is happening in Zimbabwe. The world has to speak in one voice to say anything, any killing of a human being is not okay, whether it's done in America or in Zimbabwe. But they mustn't have a policeman old America to police other nations. That is wrong. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not talking about politics of Zimbabwe, but I'm saying to, my brother, no, listen to what America Trump is saying, and let's concentrate on building our people back as Africans. And Trump, nothing will happen to Trump tomorrow, and he still continue, and America will still continue to divide and rule. Even if you put whoever you're going to put in the MDC to be the leader of Zimbabwe tomorrow, unless he dances for America, they will put the sanctions on him. If he dances, he's going to do it only for 10 years. Once he starts to point, to realize that you are being cheated here, he starts making noise, they will put him in drum and close it, and he'll keep quiet forever. So let's rely on Africa and not rely on anyone else. Let's rely on Africa. We are African. African countries were divided for us to be weaker the way we are today. So I still believe that Trump sent a message to say, Africans, we unite and prosper on your own.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mlanazi. Marvelous.
Tombo Otsoka Kwamuri, Vasiya Mpondo, the MDC. Tinoona nyika ino yeAmerica pari zvino tinototaura kuti yakapatsanurikana zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka pane vanenge vachitisitirwe kwaDonald Trump vaimbova mutungamiri kuzoya vaBiden. Saka urongo uyu hwemangwana hausi kuzoenderera mberi uchiita kuti divide yanga iripo pakati apa iwaidhene here kana kuti iwedzereke.
Zviri paviri vanhu vanogona kudzokedzana maringe nezvinenge zvaitika kana zvinenge zvabuda muchitiko chichatanga kuitika mangwana chekutongwa kwavaTrump. Saka muchaona kuti kuri kunzi paita maRepublicans akati o anenge abuda vakavhota for kuti vaTrump vange vachibatwa vaine mhosva, then izvozvo zvichachinja. Ndo chimwe chinhu chingatounza yatingati unity kana kubatana pakati pevanhu vemuAmerica. Nekuti izvozvo tiri kunyatso kunetsa right now ndechekuti izvozvo kuti kune vari kuti vaTrump havana mhosva yavakapara. But mukatarisa imimi zviri pachena kuti aiwo vaTrump vane kukanganisa kwavakaita nezvakazoteera nezviri kutaurwa nevatsigiri vavo. Then maRepublicans akati iwo isusu hatisi kuwirirana nekuti tiite mutongo wekuti vaTrump vabatwa ine mhosva, then zvichareva zvekare kuti mukaha uripo pakati pemaDemocrats nemaRepublicans ucharamba uripo. Nekuti dambudziko ravanenge vainaro vanenge vachifungidzira kuti rinenge risina kunyatso dzeiwa zvakanaka uye rinenge risina kupera. Nekuti vaTrump vakasabatwa nemhosva, then zvichareva kuti cherowo anenge asina kugutsikana nesarudzo dzinenge dzaitika anogona kutuma vatsigiri vake kuti vaite mhirisho.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of our show. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. David Siya Mpondo of MDC Alliance, Mr. Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi, who is a Trump supporter, Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, an independent commentator, and Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, another independent political commentator. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya huye nchiti ngatisanga neimangwana pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona, tinokutenda ivasi ya mpondo kunge manga muinezu. Nivavo, vachationa mguwa inotevera. Just a reminder, this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch it, some of the figures that we will talk about may have changed.